Page 43, Recipe Corner by Sylvia Lopez. Get ready for spring cooking and eating. With Easter just around the corner, it's time to give your kitchen a spring cleaning. But remember to take a break, sit down with a cup of something refreshing, take deep breaths, relax, and have fun. Here are a few tips to help you do just that. Remove kitchen clutter, making as much room as you can for holiday preparations. After Easter, come Mother's and Father's Days and graduations, and Independence Day will be here before you know it. Pack away the chicken-shaped egg timer you haven't used since last Easter, or consolidate the four crocks of whisks and wooden spoons into one. Get out a large box and fill it with all the things you won't need and stash it in the attic, or better yet, give it to a charity. Attack the refrigerator. Page 44. Discard everything that's past its prime, especially containers full of science experiments. To make the job easier in the future, clean as you go. Don't let dirty pots, pans, bowls, and utensils sit in the sink. Make a habit of washing, drying, and putting away equipment as soon as you can after using it. For that roasting pan with baked-on grease and gunk, fill the sink with hot water. Add 2 tablespoons of dishwasher detergent. Soak the pan overnight, then scrub it with steel wool. If you burn something and it sticks to the bottom of the pan, let it cool off. Scrape out as much of the burned food as you can, then fill it with cold water and add 3 tablespoons of salt or baking soda. Let it sit overnight. In the morning, bring the water slowly to a boil and let it simmer for 20 minutes. The pan should just wipe clean. Now that your kitchen is spotlessly clean, let's get cooking. Italian Meatball Heroes with mozzarella and provolone makes 4 servings. Ingredients: 1.5 pound of ground beef, 85% lean, 1/2 cup fresh breadcrumbs, 1 egg beaten, 1 teaspoon Italian seasoning, 1/2 teaspoon salt, 1 clove garlic minced, 12 cubes, 3/4 inch each, mozzarella cheese, 4 ounces, 4 pieces, 6 inches each, French bread, cut open but not split, 1 whole roasted red pepper, cut into thin strips, 1 cup, 4 ounces shredded provolone cheese, 1/4 cup sliced ripe olives. Directions: combine ground beef, breadcrumbs, egg, Italian seasoning, salt, and garlic, mixing lightly but thoroughly. Divide into 12 portions. Form each portion around a cube of cheese, sealing tightly. Place on rack in broiler pan so meatballs are 3 inches from the heat. Broil 12 to 14 minutes, turning frequently. Place 3 meatballs in each roll. Top with equal amounts of red pepper strips and provolone cheese. Broil until cheese is melted. Sprinkle on olives. Note that canned roasted red pepper packed in brine may be substituted for the roasted red pepper. Page 45. Cajun avocado dip makes 1.5 cups. Ingredients: 2 medium avocados, peeled, seeded, and cubed, 1 tablespoon lemon juice, 1 teaspoon each of dried thyme and basil, ground cumin, garlic salt, and onion salt to taste, 1/2 teaspoon dry mustard, dashed cayenne, 1 pound assorted cooked seafood, shrimp, crab, and so on. Directions: in a small bowl, mash avocados with lemon juice and seasonings until well mixed. Spoon into a small serving bowl, surround with seafood. Almond vegetables stir fry, yield 5 servings. Light and tasty. While broccoli florets and chunks of red pepper give this dish plenty of color, it's the fresh ginger root, garlic, soy sauce, and sesame oil that round out the flavor. Ingredients: 1 teaspoon cornstarch, 1 teaspoon sugar, 3 tablespoons cold water, 2 tablespoons reduced sodium soy sauce, use light, 1 teaspoon sesame oil, 4 cups fresh broccoli florets, 2 tablespoon canola oil, 1 large sweet red pepper cut into 1-inch chunks, 1 small onion cut into thin wedges, 1 tablespoon minced fresh ginger root, 1/4 cup slivered almonds toasted. Directions: in a small bowl, combine the cornstarch and sugar. Stir in the water, soy sauce, and sesame oil until smooth, set aside. In a large nonstick wok or skillet, stir-fry broccoli in hot oil for 3 minutes. Add the pepper, onion, garlic, and ginger. Stir-fry for 2 minutes. Reduce heat. Stir in the soy sauce mixture. Stir into vegetables along with nuts. Cook and stir for 2 minutes or until thickened. Easiest ever apple or cherry crisp. Ingredients: 1 box yellow cake mix, 1 stick butter, 1 can of apple pie or cherry filling. Directions: spoon apple or cherry pie filling into an 8x10 cake pan. Sprinkle dry cake mix over top. Cover completely. Melt butter in saucepan or microwave. Spoon over entire top of cake mix and gently spread with butter knife. Bake in a 350-degree oven until browned, about 20 to 25 minutes. Let cool completely. Can be served with Cool Whip or vanilla ice cream on top. For any questions, ideas, or recipe suggestions, contact me at sugarsyl71@sbcglobal.net. Enjoy, and remember to stay sugar safe.